Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Senators, for allowing me to speak. My name is Don Gobin, and I'm the president of the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce. And I represent a very small chamber with approximately 63 members, predominantly small mom and pops, and we have a few medium-sized businesses. We are an all-volunteer chamber. We don't have an executive director or any staff. But we are a dedicated group who donate time and money and energy to our community, just like the other 52 chambers of commerce in this state. Because we're primarily a networking organization, we rarely become embroiled in a political matter such as this one. We usually let the BIA speak for us because they do most of the heavy lifting. And we think they do a great job communicating our position on this bill. And as you know, they have thousands of members. When we decided to weigh in on this issue, we did our own research and we attended numerous hearings and forums, and we even had a forum of our own in Grantham. We read all the statutory laws and came to one conclusion, that this is a bad law. Bad for business and bad for New Hampshire. We support Senator Baddeley's bill, 473, for fundamental reasons. Now, there are, like Bruce said before me, there are a lot of technical reasons to be against this tax law, and I'll let CPAs and tax attorneys tackle the technical reasons. And some of the testimony I've been to, attorney Bill Ardinger and CPA David Heath, both leading tax authorities on a national level, gave very detailed reasons why this is the wrong direction for New Hampshire. But here's a few fundamental reasons that would lead you to repeal this tax. And I should point out to you that I hit the parent lottery. My parents are both self-employed. I know no other life but self-employment. My dad decided to be a C Corp in 1983. And back then, for $50, you could be a C Corp in the state of Delaware and do business here in New Hampshire as a foreign company. And all we had to do was establish a board of directors. And we made my dad the president, my mom the vice president, my brother a treasurer, myself the secretary, and we were off to the races. We had a small transportation company. In 1977, we were a pickup truck, and we grew to 40 trucks and 40 employees until we sold in 1996. And Little Clamont, New Hampshire was a real success story that I was a part of. And it was a great inspiration for me to see. But all along the way, my family managed for tax liability. In other words, yes, we had to survive and make a profit year to year, but at the end of the year, C Corps are allowed certain things, certain privileges. You can assign income to your officers and directors. You can give out bonuses. You can do a lot of things as C Corp. You can even issue shares. And that was a C Corp. And then later, we transferred to an S Corp, again, for the tax advantage. Now, LLCs are different. And I have to say, I resent the implication that we have been misinformed, misled, or scared into this position. I have personally attended these hearings, and I've talked to tax attorneys and CPAs, as well as folks who think this is a good idea. I just want people to stop insulting our intelligence that we don't know what's going on, and we know what this is about, and that it won't affect most LLCs. And if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. The interest and dividends tax has been around since 1923, but this 2009 version is different. And it is a new tax. And it's very degrading to think that we don't know the difference. Now, the way the DRA has redefined dividend income is not only a new tax, but it is a discriminatory income tax on owners of LLCs. And if you don't see that, you're being less than honest with yourself. Now, with a reasonable compensation bill intertwined with a tax on LLC owners, we have increased our audience in opposition to this law, including C Corps, S Corps, and DBAs. This alone has galvanized our business community in a way I've never seen before. Since this is my first experience with the legislature at this level, it's astonishing to me that a majority of your body has totally ignored what has been said at the hearings and testimonies, and they are forging ahead, even though they have given you and the governor numerous opportunities to correct it. A majority, at least in the House, have ignored the import or dismissed it. Incidentally, a number of businesses that I've talked to told me that they don't buy into the fact that's advanced by the DRA, and that is that if you repeal this tax, you'll have 80,000 individuals in C-Corps that are now paying the IND. They're going to sue the state because LLCs are getting away.